Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to you all. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, excited and delighted to be with you for another episode of the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. All lesser values than love simply and easily slide into, devolve into the rabbit hole, the dark spaces of BS, as in bait and switch. Or you might have another connection to BS. But my point is, we are not here to bait and switch people. We're not here to hate on people. We're here to love everyone all the time, every day. And that's why I'm with you unpacking these truths, challenging you, inviting you. Come up and join me on the mountaintop of love. On every No BS Bishop Alive to Love, we have some common practices to center ourselves, to situate our thinking, our meditation, our contemplation, to make sure that, yeah, first of all, that this boy right here stays on track, and second of all, to lead you all like a classroom toward the goal that we want to hit, the curriculum that we want to manage well. To that end, every No BS Bishop, I lead people, lead you all who join me here in Love's Creed. It's a delightful challenge. I wrote and I have lived by it now for over 10 years, and I'm seeking daily to repeat it, recite it, and hold it in front of my watching eyes. I'm going to invite you to put it in front of your watching eyes day by beautiful day. If you'd like a copy of Love's Creed, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. That's all lowercase, all one word, randydeanministries@gmail. I'd be happy to send you a copy. Also, if you have any questions, you can send those to that email address. But first, before I digress, here is Love's Creed in total to begin with. And then I'll come back around, I'll circle back around, come at you, and give it to you in short bursts so you can repeat after me. Here it is in total. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. So there you have it in total. Let's go back through it, and I'll give it to you like vows at a wedding altar. Are you ready? Here we go. Repeat after me now. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. I hope you can hang on to that. If you're a capable writer and you can handwrite that fast, there you have it. If you need that copy, again, you can write me at randydeanministries@gmail. I'll be happy to send you a copy. Today, I want to talk to you about the principles and the basics of love. Now, what I'll share with you, there's about a dozen basics, but what I'll share with you may not sound so simple, but if you hold them tight to your thoughts, meditate on these ideas, I would say they're liberating, they're freeing ways of seeing love, but to hold them in a, not in a place of challenge that your mind just can't get wrapped around, but hold it in a place and remind yourself, at the basic side of all of this, this is simple. It's not complex. But remember, simple doesn't mean easy. That's an adage for life. A lot of things are simple, but most of those simple things are not easy. So I'll give you simple processes to think about, meditate, contemplate, and challenge yourself to be freed by these processes. Like I said, there's about a dozen of them, and I could probably split one or two of them if I give it a real chance. But I would challenge you to remind yourself, this is simple. Don't make it complex. And remember, simple isn't easy. So here we go. The greatest single need and desire of all humans is love. Now, again, that's simple, but it's not easy. The greatest single need of every human being is love. We can be removed from a lot of things in this world. We can isolate ourselves from a lot of activities, a lot of chores, a lot of hobbies. But when you get all the way down to the bottom, down to the root system of who we are as humans, all of us have the basic need of love. So that's gives you a bit of a forewarning of how simple this is and how easy it is not. Remembering the greatest single need and desire of everybody, all humans everywhere, at all times, no matter how bad, evil, sick, and wrong you think they are, their basic need is love. The second thought I want to leave with you to contemplate is that every person, because the greatest single need of all humans is love, then the second thing is every person is worthy of receiving love. Now, once again, quite simple, right? But it's not easy. Every human you meet, everyone you encounter, they're not somebody to fix, manage, control. Barbara Brown Taylor, I have a quote from her, says this: the hardest spiritual work in the world is to love your neighbor as yourself. To encounter another human being not as someone to fix, change, use, help, save, enroll, convince, or control, but to see them simply as someone who can spring you from the prison of yourself, if you'll allow it. That's why love is so vital. It's first of all vital for everyone around us, but close to that number one reason for loving is the component of it setting us free, getting us out of our own prisons of being trapped and not maintaining a healthy self-love because we're not loving others as we love ourselves. And as we love ourselves, we're not loving others. I know that sounds circular, but it's the process of recognizing everyone. Yeah, you who are listening to me right now, you are worthy of receiving love. So to that end, the cornerstone, the foundation of all wholeness in the world, wholeness, my wholeness, the foundation of it all is loving yourself. Paying attention to those internal conversations that drive you batty. You wouldn't let anybody talk to you like that constantly. Oh, you might run into somebody in a crabby mood, grouchy, crabby, and downright down on all people. But you wouldn't live with that. You would separate yourself from someone who talked to you the way you often talk to yourself, the way you are routinely unloving to yourself. That foundation, the place upon which we stand for wholeness, is learning to love ourselves, to speak kindly and patiently and gracefully with ourselves, to be noted on every day that when you talk to yourself, speak easy, speak lightly and lovingly, without the crucible of constant criticism, second guessing. We wouldn't do that to others. And of course, the truth is, if we're doing it to ourselves, we're more likely to do it to others. But if you start with yourself, kindness and loving to yourself, Ooh, that's a whale of a project, but it is worth the effort. I've often said here, I'm going to say it one more time, love is a lifetime project. Love is a lifetime pilgrimage. Love is a lifetime marathon. You're not going to get it all in one sprint. But every day, to take small bites of the nourishment of love for self, it's the foundation for being able to love others, because you have adequately and routinely, contemplatively loved yourself. Another point of reference for meditating, contemplating, and setting ourselves free with thoughts about love is to remember that there's never a moment when we cannot love. Woo! Not a moment anywhere at any time that we cannot love or be loving. I've started a new tag with the new BS Bishop. I'm going to use it today, and that is love more, love now. Love more, love now. There's never a moment when you cannot love. Once again, to go back previous a couple of minutes ago when I said loving yourself sets the stage for being a love more, love now human being that recognizes there's never a moment I cannot love. Love is the hardwiring of the human condition, not only for receiving it, but we're hardwired to give it. There's something about us. We know somewhere down inside of us that we are here to love. I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. We know it. Now, whether we practice it or not is the key here. We have, in so many ways, we've diminished the credibility of love by having diminished it into other components. And I don't have time to unpack that right now. But suffice to say, we've often said, well, we can love, but I'm here to tell you, let's amputate your butt. Let's amputate that butt at the end of a sentence that starts with love. There is no love, but there is love. Love alone is credible. Love is the final statement of God for all human beings, all time, all places. If I've said it once here, I've said it a million times. God is love. Love is God. Those who dwell in love dwell in God. Those who dwell in God dwell in love. My point is this. There is a cornerstone, a foundation for this life that says there is never a moment that we cannot love. Even if we're slightly, momentarily having to pause and remind ourselves, it is vital. It is absolutely vital that we do the deeds and the life of love. I believe, and here's another contemplation about our love, that our deepest personal work, our deepest personal challenges is learning how to remove all these barriers that we've built up inside of us against love. Why we've chosen or convinced ourselves, or we've spent way too much time pondering some form of hatred, great or small. But our greatest challenge is, I'm a runner. My greatest challenge isn't to make sure I'm running. My greatest challenge is to make sure that I'm continually tearing down every barrier internally that I've built up in me toward love. To remind myself that if I've set a standard that is unloving, that is an unreasonable human standard. To love someone is to set myself free. To love someone is to set myself free and recognize that my deepest personal work, my deepest, most conscientious, personal, internal inventory, all of those sounds of hatred that go off in me, that deep work in me is removing the barriers that I've allowed to live inside of me because of love. Now, I want to remind you of another thing I've said often here, that through my years as a pastor, When I've preached or taught and trained people on love, I have routinely heard people come back and say, well, yeah, but there was this one time you didn't love me. And while I used to take great offense of that, I have finally grown up and said, here's the reality of that comment. You're probably right. I know me well enough to know I've made mistakes, great and small, when it comes to love. So please be patient with me. Please love me in spite of me. And let me say to you again, no matter what, no matter how I failed or succeeded, I want you to know right now, standing here, I love you. Because remember earlier I said there's never a moment you can't love. So right there in the face of somebody saying I'm not loving, I can still love right then and there. I can still say, hey, I love you. I'm not going to pretend that I haven't failed. I'm not going to pretend that I haven't let my guard down. I'm not going to pretend that I've had a bad day. Maybe I just was sick. Maybe my body was just ill and weary. And so whatever the case may be, I'm not trying to excuse my way out of it. I'm here to say in the grandiose mountain climb of love, I promise you, I've slipped more than a few times. But it is my goal that no matter how many times I fall, I'll get up just as grandly as I fell. If I fall, I'll make it look like I was dancing. If I get up, I'll make it look like I just got up to wipe the dust off and start again. There's so much internal work that goes along with this project of love, isn't there? There's so much inner work that I want to offer one more principle I hadn't planned on listening here, but there is so much work, so much labor internally with this, that you're going to have to be patient with yourself. I think being patient with myself is one of my biggest challenges in life. I can be patient with other people pretty routinely, but being patient with myself is another thing. My impatience with me really does cause me to stumble and fall. But in this great labor, this pyramid building of love, we're gonna need trainloads of patience for ourselves as we learn and to recognize. Here's another principle, to recognize that whether I'm giving it or receiving it, love transforms me. Love changes me. And when we change, well, we get into unexplored territory, don't we? But that's a good thing. It keeps life fresh, keeps life from falling into the stagnant and the stagnation of the same old, same old, same old, same old, same old. You get my point, right? Light for change, and whatever else changes us, I'll tell you this, there is nothing more transformational than love. Our changes in this life, rooted in love, will lead us into some uncharted territory. The uncharted territory of forgiveness. The uncharted territory, as I said a moment ago, of patience. The uncharted territory of being able to say, please forgive me. I was unloving. I'm working on that. I'm challenging myself to be always alive to love. And when hate raises its ugly head in my life, I am going to go after that like it's a snake in the garden, because it is a snake in the garden. There's no higher calling. There is no greater opportunity to grow than to be loving. To love, to give it or receive it, it's transformational. Now, I'm going to spend a few more minutes on this last thought, this last contemplation on my thoughts about love, and that is to know that when we are loving, we're really into the truest of all spiritual work. In the United States of America right now, one of the great challenges of the church is its ever-shrinking presence and influence. Since the turn of the century, the 21st century, 40 million people have exited the church. That's staggering when you really consider it. It's staggering to realize that for every five pastors right now in 2024, for every five pastors retiring, there's only one coming back in to replace those five. Multiple church denominations are finding themselves scrambling to have a pastor to manage any given flock or any given church, great or small, because the availability of trained accurately trained, but I don't know if there is an accuracy to it, just trained in some human resource manner, because the basic job of a pastor is to be a good human resource officer. But those folks are growing smaller and smaller by numbers. The attrition rate is high. Pastors are, I can say it from experience, pastors are emotionally dropping like flies. And why is that? Because we're living in complicated times. We're living in a time when, here in the United States, there's never been more posturing and divisiveness. Churches are not immune from this. To that end, churches are losing pastors by the droves. It's hurting us. The next part of that is not only have 40 million Americans stopped going to the brick and mortar or the organizations of churches, and not only are pastors growing fewer and fewer in their numbers and availability, but the next part of this is we're losing the reality that this kind of availability to genuine spirituality is becoming rare. So a lot of substitutes are filling that gap. Now, that's not my point here to start throwing rocks at the substitutes. It is my point here to say the only reason there are substitutes is that the real thing is so rare. That's why 4 years ago I started this radio broadcast. The real thing is growing more rare. And while churches are closing, while buildings are being shuttered, while pastors are retiring or just quitting ministry, here's my reality. After 50 years as a pastor, I can tell you my calling is real, because my calling is rooted and grounded, stationed in love. To the end that I carry myself forward in love is the end to which true spirituality grows. My passing comment to close this episode is to tell you that spirituality in its true encompassing beauty is love. Spirituality is not a creed, though creeds can help. Spirituality is not a doctrine, though doctrines can help, especially if those doctrines are carefully crafted. Spirituality is not in a building. Spirituality is a lifestyle. And the only lifestyle worthy of all this effort that I've just described to you, the only lifestyle that conquers all other weariness and anemic challenges in our life, the only lifestyle is the lifestyle of love. And we start with loving ourselves. Then we start with loving our neighbor. We hold on tight to loving God. We measure our progress, not by how many chapters in the Bible we've read. And I'm here to tell you, I've read the Bible multiple times, but that does not build my spirituality. My spirituality is nurtured. It's grown. It's sustained in love. Love is what is the fuel for true spirituality. So in the absence of church organizations, may I invite you, please join me here. Please come here and let me give you my heart, my thoughts, my cry for love to rise in you, in us, through us, to us, for us, and outward to the world around us. Oh, the Beatles were right. Love is all we need, and I am not just kidding. It is truly all we need. Well, I've given you an armful of thoughts and challenges. Now I want to calm myself and you down to the most common of all human behaviors and activities, and that is just simply to breathe, and to breathe well. On the count of three, I want you to take a good, healing breath. Hold it all the way down into your against your diaphragm, down to your belly. Don't raise your shoulders. Make that air go down on the inside, almost down into your soul. One, two, three. Inhale. Hold it. Hold it. And exhale. Slows your heart down. Calms your thoughts. Stops the racing thoughts. Last weekend was Memorial Day weekend, and my wife and I watched a little bit of the Indy 500. Those cars driving that oval at 200 miles an hour. It seems to me to be like a parable of the American soul. We're driving 200 miles an hour around and around. It's time to just breathe, baby. Just breathe deep. Take a deep breath. Take a break. Give your mind and your body a respite. Second thing I like to close with is what I believe could change the world little by little, one little step at a time. And that is to say the most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. And those words are, I love you. To make eye contact, to be fully engaged in the moment. It's startling. It's rattling for us all because it's hard to say. First of all, it's hard to have it come back to us. But I'm telling you, these three words, practice with authenticity and intentionality, can change the world. Look somebody in the eye. Give them your full attention. And I know many people will dodge eye contact. It's nerve-wracking. It's startling, but it's worth it. Say these words with reality, with a real heart engagement. I love you. I want you all who are listening to me right now to imagine that you can see me. I've got a microphone right up in my face. I've got a computer screen just above that microphone. So try to imagine, please, that I have you in front of me and not a microphone and a computer. And I want you to hear me say with full, genuine intentionality, whoever you are, if you've not heard it lately, I want you to hear it from me. I love you. Every human being is worthy of love. Every one of us. And now, I want you to love more. Love now. Go into this world. Love more. Love now. What is now? Whatever the clock is telling you it is. Whatever now is the moment you stand in. Now, love more. Let every room you enter be brightened and lightened because love arrived when you stepped through the door. Now go out there, ladies and gentlemen, and do something beautiful because ugly has gotten done to death. Time to love more. Love now. Happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com. And we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.